It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. No, because everybody's asleep.
I know.
Well, not the politicians and their supporters.
Yeah, I think.
Election is at 7?
Yes, 7. Okay. 7.
Alvin's going to vote. That's why he's not sleeping.
Oh,
being a
right.
good citizen that he is. He is. Sabaga, it's like for the kabataan like him.
What?
The future. The future.
You know, the future.
The future. Yeah. You know, like it's for like the youth.
The youth.
Yeah.
The
no, youth. Because he is voting and I think it's better to vote earlier than
I
later.
Agree.
So mm-hmm. that you don't have the long lines and the...
Although it could be the opposite. Some people actually vote early and then at the tail end of voting, there aren't a lot of people. So it depends.
Yeah.
You should know your own barangay.
I would always think that it's more like matao, like early, I mean later.
Well, like
the last minute stuff.
Because like where I vote, whenever we...
Do you vote in the Philippines?
Yes, I do, you jerk. 604, huh? Really? You're starting this early?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
are you like
slowly,
are you like Democrat or like Republican?
I'm independent.
Oh, independent.
Of the United States. No, what do you call this?
Independence Day ba?
Nakainis ka?
No, because
where I vote, when you go after lunch, which is when me and my brothers usually vote.
That's the best time?
There's really no line. Oh. There's no line.
But in hours, there's always a line.
No,
I think the whole day.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you're voting. You should know. You should know how it is, how
yeah.
it's like.
And it's always like, there's always like, so many like, what do you call that? You know, the poll watchers?
Yeah, the poll watchers. Yeah, you have a lot of those, but... A lot of them are not even authorized to be there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's bawal to give like a... They say, here, sample ballot. But then there's like
something
names.
Something there. Yeah. It's not allowed.
You can put a sample ballot, but you can't put candidates' names. You can actually... Because you can't campaign anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a... It's already, it's been banned.
Yep. Actually,
today.
The good thing about the elections nowadays is that everybody has a phone and you can record, every
yeah.
citizen can record any wrongdoing.
That is true.
You know, there used to be a time when you just say it and it would be your word against theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you catch it on camera,
yeah.
on video, well, you
but
got
then
proof.
Things have taken a step further. What you do now is that a lot of politicians is that they violate... rules in the name of their opponents.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's the thing now. Like, kunyari, magkalaban tayo.
Yeah, you do
mayor.
Something.
What I'll do is, I'll make pamphlets na vote Delamar Arias on the day
just
itself.
Just to disqualify you. Right.
You know how, you can do that. And
very evil.
How do you, like, say, I didn't do that? Diba?
Yeah, because like, if it's there, well, there's...
Guys, it can go both ways. Because if I do that, there are people who might actually vote for you because they got reminded on
right,
the day itself.
Right,
or maybe just do it here and there lang just to get them disqualified.
Right.
Tapos ikaw rin yung
magre-picture
and uh-huh. magre-report.
No.
So, ay, naka.
Well, the evil is boundless.
That is true.
Time.
At least so, let it not come from you.
Yeah, and everybody has to be watchful and vigilant.
I think so.
All right.
All right, so today we are doing something election-y.
Okay,
we are doing the top 10 election tips.
Election tips.
But you can take it seriously if you want.
Uh-huh.
But most of it is going to be, just for fun.
Okay.
Because a lot of people sent in entries. Examples rather, na for fun lang talaga. Like for instance,
yeah.
Wag i-Instagram ang balota. This is what I voted for. I think you can't.
Oh, is that right? I don't know. Because these are new rules.
These are new rules, right?
These are new rules.
Wala pa yata Instagram the last election. But
because it could be construed as campaigning.
Yeah. And another one. Wag na wag tatanggap ng pera na below 500 pesos.
Okay.
And another one. Ang iboboto ko, pwede rin yung mga ang iboboto ko, pero not real candidates, ha?
Yeah.
Ang iboboto ko, si Dora, para wala nang curfew ang kabataan. Di ba siya parang walang curfew? She just keeps... She goes from country to country and
right,
no parental guidance.
Yeah.
And no seeming curfew. Uh-huh. She can be wherever she wants.
How can a kid like that be roaming around the world?
With just a backpack.
Yeah.
Di ba? So ako, siya yung boboto ko para and, wala nang curfew ang
and
kabataan.
And her Anna Wintour hairstyle.
And her Anna Wintour. Diba?
Right.
Or parang ganon.
Okay.
Or boboto ko si Madam Auring para libreng sinigang mix araw-araw. Mga ganon.
Okay. Let's do that.
That sort of thing. All right. So if you want to join us. Okay. And there was a thank you to OMGN, Callie Byrne, Chenong, for Rene Boy for sending this in. Whoever sent in that wag Instagram ang balota. Could you tweet us? Because
yeah.
he was actually the first to send in the... But I wasn't able to favorite the tweet. So
okay,
I couldn't
cool.
Acknowledge him. So if him or her.
Mm-hmm.
So could you please tweet me if that was you, the one who sent wag Instagram ang balota.
Right. And if you know the rule on it...
Oh, yeah.
Because these
yeah.
are new rules.
Yes.
We've never had to contend with Twitter or Instagram.
There might actually be people who would Instagram their vote.
4 years ago. But ignorance of the law excuses no one.
If it's bawal, you tell us.
Yeah. And why. And, you know, these are new rules.
Yeah.
If you could tell us who said it, where
exactly.
you heard it.
Diba?
Okay.
All right. So if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Election Tips.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
All righty, and here we go. Let's just, let's just change the bed.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Election Day, May 13, 2013, a day after Mother's Day. That's a 1-2 punch.
Oh, yeah.
Election and Mother's Day. It was
right,
such a
right.
big, big deal. Anyway, this is Del with the news, the very first one today. Every night will be Saturday night. What? The Saturday Night Live takeover of NBC's late night lineup continues, with Jimmy Fallon leaving late night to host The Tonight Show next year. That's according to the network. And the network has tapped his former SNL castmate Seth Meyers
I like him.
To sit in his chair. Meyers leaves SNL after 12 seasons, 8 of which he served as head writer and 7 of which he hosted Weekend Update. He wouldn't have to change bosses, however. Lorne Michaels will be the executive producer of Meyers Late Night. Buzz about who would replace Fallon began even before official confirmation that he would replace Jay Leno as Tonight Show host. Names like Howard Stern and Chelsea Handler were thrown around, but Meyers deemed to be the front runner from the beginning thanks to his relationship with Michaels.
And first time I read this, I thought it was, I was like, what? That is such an odd choice. I mistook him for Seth Green. So I was like, well, that is so odd. Why would you put that geeky guy there? It
right.
turns out it's Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
And I really like him.
He's funny. He's so
funny.
Witty.
And he's one of those, like, he's like Jimmy Fallon. Like, usually the comedians are like Jay Leno. Like,
yes.
they're not exactly easy on the eyes. But, you know, he's pretty handsome in his own way.
He's handsome. And what I like about him, you know how they say comics have a lot of issues?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to have that.
And he's biting, but you don't sense any bitchiness.
Yes.
He just delivers the bitchy lines, but he always has this just naughty smile on
right.
his face when he delivers them.
I remember, he always hosted Weekend Update with Tina Fey back when she was still with SNL.
Yeah.
And then...
I love their tandem.
Because they're so good with each
More
other.
More than Jimmy Fallon.
Of course, of course.
Because it used to be, originally, it used to be Jimmy Fallon and Tina Fey, but when Jimmy left, it became Seth Meyers. I love
it's
theirs
It's pitch perfect,
more.
Right?
Actually, even the two girls are great at it.
Amy Poehler and,
yeah.
and Tina Fey. Well, what I loved about Seth Meyers was when he did the White House. The White
yeah,
House.
The roast.
You couldn't
that was
stop
so funny.
Laughing.
Yeah.
And he was so, I don't know, he was grilling the president, but it was so good natured, but also a little, you know, a little tough.
Well, for me, it just makes the whole Jay Leno versus Conan O'Brien debacle So pointless. Mag-quit rin naman pala siya so soon after. Yeah. I mean, why did he come back? I'm talking about Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang it just doesn't make sense that he booted Conan O'Brien off of his slot after giving it to him. Only to, like, not stay naman.
Yeah.
So, why didn't he just leave everything as it was?
I don't know. And everyone...
It's so annoying.
And Conan was really angry.
Yeah.
He was angry because after being... After leaving his show with the promise of him stepping in...
Exactly.
To take over the late show, all of a sudden, you know, not even a year into doing his show, the plug was pulled. Because NBC said, well, Jay Leno wants to come back.
Come back.
And
for what? A couple of years?
And they had to pay Conan a significant amount to terminate the contract.
Yeah.
But then he couldn't go on TV to talk about it.
Yeah.
That was part of the contract. For 6 months, he was out of TV.
Yeah.
So what he did was to take a show on the road. So he went all over the United States to talk about how angry he was.
Yeah.
As long as he wasn't on TV, that was fine. And I watched a documentary on that as well. And and Conan is, well, he's one of them tortured comedians.
Yeah.
He's very, very tough on himself.
And it's sad because, you know, the lineup was good. I mean, you had Conan O'Brien for the Tonight Show, and then you had
Jimmy
for Late Night. So that would have been perfect.
I don't know what Jay Leno, but I don't think, you know, all of a sudden, Jay Leno, who's always been at war with David Letterman, because the same thing happened, remember? Well, Dave now has Conan O'Brien on his side.
Yeah, that's right. Actually,
anyway,
that's true.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. The first one today, you've got the Kike Mercado with you on Election Day, right here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you very much to everyone who sent this in. There's a lot there. OMGN, Callie Byrne, Chenong, For Rene Boy. Thank you. The Top 10 election tips, but more of like the fun tips.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Not
so much
the
serious
ones.
All right, because I think, you know, we get enough...
serious tips already.
Serious tips that you would know. So this is more like, let's just have
fun.
Yeah, because on a very serious day, today we are voting for the people who will be molding our futures as a nation.
I'm just scared because I don't have my complete set.
Your complete set?
Of
for
people
senator.
That you're gonna be,
I only want to vote for three.
Because I was asking Del earlier... True. If she's voting Democrat or Republican.
What a jerk.
No, because she was saying earlier, like, where I vote, I was like, where exactly is that? What country?
No, but the thing, you know, I guess that's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's a pretty big problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you need a full set of 12, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the thing is, like, you have three. And so the other nine, you kind of just settle.
Yeah.
Or you leave it blank, which
but
is like...
What everybody's saying...
What are you supposed
you
to do again?
You can't leave it blank?
Well...
Or put a line or something? Or NA or... Ano yung rule?
Well, I remember that you should vote for the lesser evil, even the ones you don't like. Because if you don't vote, if you don't complete your 12, you will have given the ones you don't like more votes because...
Because it's a blank.
This? Yeah, because it's a blank, and it would go to them. So instead of your vote going to someone else that you kind of like, lesser of the evil, you think.
But that's so sad.
That's so sad
you have to settle for like the lesser evil.
At saka alam ko, there's a either if you leave it blank or you write something na parang, like a line. Na parang,
I can't remember, but it will be there.
Yeah, it'll be on the ballot.
Yeah, your instructions will be there.
Oh, there. Yeah. Read your ballot. Read your ballot.
And also, there are
your ballot, too.
And, Jagedric was saying, bring your phone, but you may not take pictures inside your polling precinct. Yun ang alam ko eh. Even before, you really couldn't take pictures.
So why bring the...
No, I mean, it's your phone. Diba?
Jay Ryan says, you can vote less than 12, but leave it blank.
Yun. Don't, like, write a line or something.
Don't put anything.
Basta alam ko, you can't...
Because you invalidate remember, the Picos machine is what will read your... What will count our ballots. So, thank you to Jay Ryan.
And even Yogan was just saying, you don't need to vote for 12.
Just leave it blank. And also,
can we just say hi to him? Who? He's in Zurich.
Oh, he's in Zurich now.
Oh, Switzerland.
I know, right?
For Rene Boy says, iboto natin ang pinakasikat na Marvel superhero kapag election. Si Indelible Hulk. Kasi may indelible ink. Yeah. Si Indelible Hulk.
That's one part that I hate about it, when it gets inside your nails.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
that's what it's
to.
Supposed to do.
Why does it get inside your nail?
Well,
not inside, parang sa ano
to mark
siya.
You so that you can't vote again.
Tsaka it doesn't really go inside, parang sa may side lang yung mga singit-singit.
But you wear it for days.
For days.
It is true.
Oh, I hate this because I just got a manicure yesterday.
All it's right. My gift. Ako rin eh.
No, it's my gift for Mother's Day.
No, but you know what I was thinking yesterday? So I wanted to cut my nails, my nails on my foot. And then I realized that I can't bend far enough to cut my own nails.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, not. I have to get a pedicure now.
Hmm. Sus?
What color?
Nagpe-pedicure ka na before ka na.
Shut up! Ito talaga, binuking ako.
Huli-huli ko siya kasi.
Why?
I accidentally took his phone. Akala ko it was my phone. I put it in my pocket. So he was like,
wait, ito pa yung nakatawa. Nung tinawag ko yung phone ko, sinagot niya, hello? Yeah, you have my phone. Huh? What? Ay! Alam mo yung sinagot niya.
I thought it was my phone.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, here's the thing. So, sabi ko, oh, sige, let me bring it to you. You're in your house. Sabi niya, no, bring it to me sa ano, Hypermart. Sabi ko, ah, okay, sige, sure. So, pagdating ko to, oh, andito na ako, asan ka na? Andito sa may ano, yung, ko, what? Yung sa may ano, yung sa may, pwede ko. I go there and he has his feet up. Don't the pedicure. This is, you are so girly. Ayaw pa sabihin sa akin kung nasan siya. Like a general area pa. Hypermart.
What? I like having my toes like clipped.
But didn't
me.
You have the same thing done?
Yes, but I just say it. I had a pedicure. Eh siya, meron pa siyang, I couldn't bend down, so I had to take a pedicure. Hello! Maayos pa yung tuhod mo. Nahuli na kita nagpe-pedicure.
Oh, shut up.
Saka nakakatawa ka, sabi ko, oh no, it's official. I've turned into a housewife. Kasi after my pedicure, nag-grocery naman ako. At muntik makipagsabunutan dun sa atin kasi nag-aagawan sa durian. Also, Blue Gray says, iboto natin si Mr. Snipes.
Wesley?
Mm-mm. Kasi vote Wesley.
Ay, really?
We have to vote Wesley, sabi nga nila. For Rene Boy says, dito lang pwede ang kodigo. You can bring in a kodigo.
Yeah.
You can.
And actually, it's advised para you don't miss out or you don't make a mistake.
You know what I have a hard time?
Yeah.
Well, I have a hard time with voting for the local government because I don't know them, especially since I'm still a...
Pero I'm pag foreign government, Kyle.
God.
Kasi you have a hard time with the local government.
No. Like pag mga ano na,
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. And our senators.
It's because I don't know, like now, I don't know how to transfer. Because I'm going to have to transfer.
Right. Oh yeah,
district, right.
Precincts,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to vote in Taguig now, but I've been voting in Pasig ever since I was eligible to vote.
Some people just leave it. Like even when they... Kasi diba, residences naman talaga.
Yeah.
You tend to transfer residences.
Yeah.
Very few people stay put, diba?
And
so some people, they really just have a voting precinct and they're there all their lives.
And then some...
Oh, really? Na lang sila.
But
and
I don't then know they, anybody. It's
based din kasi on ano eh, like their benefits eventually. Because if you're registered in, like, let's say Makati, and if you hit senior citizenship, every year you get a birthday cake and, you know, stuff like that. Aside from other, like, benefits. So sometimes they just leave.
At saka, since, diba, like, ikaw, how many times in the past 10 years have you transferred residences? Imagine if you had to change to the COMELEC.
Well, I always move around Pasig.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there would never be.
Yeah, you're right. No, pero diba, you'll never know, like down the road. So, papalit ka na naman. So, unless you're good with that. Mm. You just have to go to the COMELEC.
I just don't know the...
You go to the COMELEC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pero the ano talaga, the one in...
I have no idea. I've never transferred.
In Quezon City?
In Quezon City, yeah. The big one.
You just go there. And also, let's see here. Camila says, don't vote wisely. wala lang. Subukan natin yung reverse psychology. Baka mag-work.
Kasi parang...
For years and years, we've been telling people to vote wisely.
Voting wisely. Subukan natin yung reverse psychology. And, ayun, for anybody was saying, bawal talaga picturean ang balota before and after. Filling it in.
Okay.
And also...
I wonder what the logic is. I mean, I know the after, but why before?
No, baka because if you take a photo of it, you can reproduce it.
Baka.
And then sneak it in there somewhere.
But even
somehow.
If you reproduce it, the Picos machine only accepts, there's a code for each
yeah.
ballot.
Yeah.
Like money?
Yeah. Mm. Meron siya talaga. And Kiko Monster says, magpa-manicure ng violet para kahit malagyan ng indelible ink.
Well, that's nice. Because now the colors are more daring.
Yeah.
Unlike
yeah.
before.
More vibrant.
You know what I was trying last night? But the lady, the manicurist, the pedicurist said, "Mam di bagay sa inyo." I tried chartreuse?
Chartreuse?
Chartreuse.
What the heck is chartreuse?
It's yellow green.
Yellow?
Oh, okay.
Yellow
like a bright summery neon.
And then she goes, "Mam, gusto niyo? Parang di bagay." In my head, like, okay, di bagay.
Okay.
And then she goes, "Kasi mam pang teenager to."
Oh!
Thank you very much.
No, what's it? Well, I'm sure he/she didn't get a tip.
Kasi sa ako pinayagan niya ako. No, kasi ako, that's really been my thing. That's why parang why did
you've
I?
You've always wanted neon pits.
No. I was like, why did it take me this long to get regular pedicures? Because I really, di ba, I'm so inflexible. I really can't reach my toes.
You know, he was.
You
so...
can't.
I can't.
Even if you bend?
No, I mean, talagang, it's a struggle to cut my toenails. Kasi oh. I really like, I have such a...
So you can't bend over down. Properly?
I really can't.
And
I see.
Strange enough.
Strangely
that's
enough.
That's the headline of a story. Of a very long story. No, actually, why don't you just sit down and then bend your knee closer to your chest so
yeah,
that
like
you can reach your...
So you sit down.
Sit down.
Like you put your foot...
On a chair
on
or
the
something?
Tip of a
it's
chair.
Still difficult.
You can't. You can't do that.
How can you not be able to do that?
Do it now.
No, I can, but it's difficult, especially if you're cutting nails. Because I don't know, like the position. Because
I bet you're just tamad.
I need it close to my face, for me to. Because like when I cut my fingernails.
Because malabo na yung mata mo.
Hindi naman. I just because I don't know. Basta. Like I can't find a comfortable position. So
excuses.
It's really just better to have somebody else do it.
You just
and then,
want the
and
pedicure.
Then he was like, when the first time he did his pedicure,
yeah.
he was like, "Oh my gosh, Del, it's so nice." And what they do with your
they
feet?
They massage your feet.
Because I never did, so I was like, I should have done this ever since.
But it is a nice feeling.
You wouldn't listen to me.
No, kasi di ba nakakahiya pa before? Kasi now it's easy. It's very common for you
for
to see
guys
other
to,
guys.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. My dad's been getting manicures and pedicures forever.
Pero in the barbershop.
In the barbershop.
Not in those nail spas.
And in the barbershop kasi they put that parang pinkish thing.
No, you can tell them not to. The methylate.
Yeah. You can opt not to. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 election tips comes from, let's see here. For Reneboy.
For Reneboy says,
tipto dun sa mga precincts, not for the voters. Mm. Please lang, wag itabi ang Picos machine sa shredding machine. Kasi
baka magkabalik ka
lang.
Lahat na ano dun, di ba?
Have you seen what the Picos machine actually
yeah.
looks like?
Yeah. But I voted yeah. last time.
Yeah, it's a... It looks like...
It's clear.
It kind of does look like a shredding machine.
Well,
a little bit.
Yeah, and where your ballots are,
right.
you can see right through it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Because you
nice.
Need to see that
yeah,
your ballot's
you need to see that your
in.
Ballot goes... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The top 10 election tips. Send us serious ones, but you can also please send us funny ones.
Right.
Para naman, you know, we have some entertainment on a very serious day. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag election tips. And you can put the, ano, the fake, like I will vote for this maybe a celeb or a cartoon character and then,
yeah.
and then why. Like the Dora entry. That was cute.
Here's an added thing coming from Jay Ryan. Apparently, one of the reasons that they don't allow photos is before they would use the photo as proof that they voted for a certain politician.
Oh, when people buy
to claim
votes.
Money.
Mm, right.
Oh. Kasi diba before ano rin, they ask you to go in with the carbon paper.
Yes.
Because you put it there.
Para you can write.
Para as proof that you voted for them.
Yeah.
Before right. they give you the money.
Okay.
Bad yan.
Bad yan.
All right. So there you go.
All right, here we go. 6:51 on the clock.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
React, greet, be heard. Face, Facebook.com/RX931. Twitter at RX931.
Check it out.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 election tips. Thank you to Kelly Byrne, OMG, and Chenong for Anyboy, and that one person who sent this in. I'm still looking for the code name. Alright, the top 10 election tips. Let's start off with Malditang Divine. Para sa mga medyo oldies, magdala ng payong at uminom pangontra sa arthritis at rayuma. Mahaba-haba ang pila.
But and also because it's a rainy day today, Jay Ryan was saying bring an umbrella.
Bring an umbrella. It's but, weird, no? It's rainy na.
But usually naman in, it depends on which precinct you're voting in. Sometimes wala naman
pila. Yeah, depends.
What's the cutoff time? I mean, what time does it stop?
5, diba? 5 to 4. I've never voted late in the afternoon, always after lunch.
Ako after work. Kasi ba we've always had
Is it the same as the presidential vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basta 7 is the start.
What do you call this? So today, did you hear the rain last night?
Yeah.
It was like crazy strong.
Yeah. The past couple of days.
Mm. What time? Around what time?
What time was that? Because I woke up and it was like really raining.
Actually, intermittently, throughout the day, it's been raining.
Tsaka malakas talaga siya, parang may bagyo.
I never heard it.
Yeah, it's...
Maybe you were sound asleep.
I was awake till like 1.
And the... 30. Well, plus it's it's localized. It's usually like in one area, and then minsan like umuulan sa Cubao, tapos sumayang sa Makati na. It's not one of those cloud cover that covers the entire Metro Manila.
Right.
It's usually like panaka-naka.
Okay, wait. My name is JF. This is Shane. Election starts from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, is it 7
to
7?
Yeah, I never even knew it was 5. Till 7.
Yeah, that's what
is
I know.
It? That's weird.
Can somebody confirm this?
Alam ko early.
Okay.
Mm. Anyway. Kuya Maui says, iboto si Captain Barbell at si Darna para pag sinakop tayo ng China, meron tayo panlaban. Talagang superhero lang.
Superhero lang.
Hindi ba pwedeng army, navy?
Well, they're huge.
Well, yeah.
You know, they have a huge army.
I know, but... Diba, don't you just envy those small countries na pero powerful?
Like Sparta.
Like
Sparta.
They're so small pero...
The 300.
Israel.
Like remember Cuba.
Israel.
They went against the U.S.
United
in the 60s
States.
And
yeah.
they were like, it was like equal. They were, everybody was scared.
But Cuba. There was a... Cuba.
Cuba.
But there was an embargo.
Yeah. And they had backing.
Yeah,
so it really is till 7 p.m.
Oh, okay, cool.
And hey, good news for you, Chico. JM Terrado was just saying, you might actually not have to line up. Senior citizens sometimes are given the privilege to vote with no lines and with air conditioning.
Whatever.
Rooms. Just
really?
So you know. Just
really?
So you know.
Yeah. I'm not senior citizen yet.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So, FYI. Wala bang mga weight restrictions dito?
Oh!
There we go.
Wala bang weight restrictions.
Wala bang racial reference dito?
Sinama talaga.
Alam mo, I really, really, really didn't miss you guys.
Ay, grabe. Del, when during the first day that you
hindi kayo nahiya. Hindi kayo nahiya sa mga
grabe,
balat nyo.
Grabe to si Chico, yung mga binabasa na entries, puro about you.
Grabe.
And your, dating preference.
Talagang demonyo talaga to isang
tao. Totoo naman.
Hindi sa mga precinct, makikita mo meron linya. Maikli nakalagay, to Filipinos who are in relationships with fellow Filipinos.
merong ganun, meron.
Kasi diba, it's about the of the Philippines. Kaya mas binibigyan Pero yung yung mas mahaba yung pila.
Oh.
FYI, meron daw ganun.
I really didn't miss you guys.
No,
at all. I wish I were still on vacation. It's the best vacation ever.
And also, from Rai Rai, wag ma-confuse pag hindi mahanap sa balota ang Miss Congeniality, Miss Talent at Miss Photogenic.
It's not part of it.
Bakit wala dito? Paano kayo boboto si contestant number 3? Mrs. Bond says, magdala ng payong. Or, hindi, magdala ng payong, baka umulan. Or magdala ng wallet, baka umulan ng pera. In some cases.
How shameful.
How shameful. Yeah. Blue Gray says, hindi po counted ang text votes. Hindi po ito pa konte sa TV.
Oo naman.
It has to be balota vote. For Rene Boy says, siguraduhin wala kang patay na kuko, baka mapagkamalan kang flying voter.
Kasi right. May ink. Kasi yung may indelible ink, yeah.
Kasi pareho ng color.
Yeah.
Right.
Kuya Maui says, for Delamar, bawal ang nepotism. Kaya wag iboto si Uncle Sam. Yung mga kamag-anak, si Uncle Sam. And ako si Jamie says, the early bird catches the quote-unquote worm. Kasi pag nagpapaambon si Mayor, wala pang 7 a.m. dapat nandun ka na.
Grabe, no? I guess that's...
And it's an entry in jest, but you know that it's taken from real life.
Yeah.
And for Rene Boy says, wag kayong bibili ng balot o penoy. Kasi baka baka ma-charge kayong balot buying.
Really?
Balot buying.
Oo, balot buying. Mahirap na.
Alam mo yung mga tambay sa kanto, yung huli.
Ano ginawa ko? No. Bumibili ka ng balot.
Balot buying yan, ha?
No.
And also, Chenong says, wag maging discriminatory sa mga bading. Kaya wag yung sasabihin, vote straight.
Oha naman.
Oh. And the...
I've never voted straight.
Yeah.
Have you?
I did.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I did. Before.
You did?
Me in the room. Oh. Not anymore.
Before.
What, 1986?
Yung panahon nila Cory.
Ah, 86.
I remember. That first
the
parang...
snap election.
Remember yung lahat ng ano ni Cory no naka... Ano yan? Yung nakataas yung kamay nila?
Yeah.
That season, uh-huh. I really like voted straight.
Okay.
And, in school lang. Remember in school, yung mga, diba? Ano, yung mga party
right.
List.
Ako rin pala, in UP, I voted straight.
Remember Tugon? And what Tugon. Was the other one? Samasa?
Samasa.
Samasa and
I'm
Tugon.
Samasa.
And it's
oh, really?
And it's paulit-ulit, no? Like, at least, I don't know if it's in UP, it's the same, but like in La Salle, parang paulit-ulit yung parties.
Yeah. Kasi like, I remember...
What do you mean paulit-ulit yung parties?
There are two parties lang.
Ah, very US.
Na parang even after like 4 years, when they've all graduated, it will still be the same parties.
Same name. Uh-oh.
Same name of the party.
Yeah.
Like, same with Tugon Samasa, diba?
Uh-oh. Ako Samasa. I ran under Samasa.
Tapos Tugon was always like the saucy people.
The reactionary.
Kasi si Del.
Kasi I remember parang the Samasa people were the ones who parang, yung typical UP students. Tapos Tugon, they were like the parang the saucier ones na.
Reactionaries.
So where were you?
Huh? I was in SM City. Trying to get into the art films.
How honest.
Right.
Well, at least you know.
And
you're pretty consistent.
Diba? And the top election tip comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
pag election day, wag kang bibili ng bangka.
Bakit?
Bawal ang boat buying.
Eh, sakto, bumili ka ng balot at bangka.
At bangka.
Dun mo kinain sa diba? Bangka yung balot.
So, balot buying ka na, boat buying ka pa.
Patay.
So, bawal yan ha, tandaan. Bawal ang boat buying.
Yanny M just voted.
Oh, really?
She just voted.
Oh, wow.
7 o'clock.
Early bird. A lot of people are already like tweeting us, saying that they're already voting.
Wow. I guess you can take a picture of your finger, your index finger.
Just the finger, yeah. Not the ballot.
Yeah, because I remember we did that last... elections that we ask people to like send over their photos
of
their, just the finger
of their fingers. We got a lot of different fingers.
yeah at saka yun okay at saka meron pa Labanos Mostaza. Okay, so we've got the top 10 election tips. You can take it seriously. You can make it funny. Just make it memorable. Just key in RX, space your entries in 722 and send them to 2299, or you can tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag election tips in all your tweets.
Get ready. React, greet, be heard. Facebook.com/rx931. Twitter at rx931.
Check it out.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part 2. Hello, Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. All right, the news. Grammy-winning musician Chris Brown's neighbors are unhappy with what some are calling frightening art he's chosen to have painted along the curb of his Hollywood home, Hollywood Hills home. A neighborhood group said the grimacing, sharp-toothed, red-eyed goblins painted along a retaining wall have been scaring children and is an eyesore to boot, according to the Los Angeles Times. Quote, there are lots of babies, lots of children, and they're literally frightened. It's like devils on the wall. Big scary eyes and big scary teeth, and just the whole vibe is not what we're used to. That is Patty Negri, president of the Hollywood Dell Civic Association, talking to the newspaper. LA City code officials responded to complaints about the monster art and cited the singer $376 for unpermitted and excessive signage. Patty Negri talks to the LA Times saying, quote, I know a $300 fine is probably pocket change, but hopefully and maybe he'll just see the light and decide to be a good neighbor. We're happy to have him if he just tones it down. Unquote.
It's, in my opinion, it's no big deal. It's very cartoonish. It's
have
not
you
like
seen it?
Yeah. It's
I
just like about it. Like four... It's like four monster heads. Na parang, yeah, well, it's got sharp teeth. It's got, but it's not a big deal. Well, it's a little judge. You know, it's a little like, well, in American language, it's ghetto.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It looks like graffiti. Yeah, it is graffiti.
Well, I'm wondering if it's the same one that Miles Aubrey had.
Miles Aubrey?
Sorry, Aubrey Miles.
Sabi mo, Aubrey. Sorry.
No, because on Instagram, she's
Miles Aubrey.
Miles Aubrey. Yeah. Anyway, right. Aubrey Miles did Instagram this photo of a goblin on a big wall spewing fire. Same thing, big eyes, big teeth.
Actually, that's what it looks like. It looks like a tattoo.
No, but this para one tattoo. Was a big wall and the goblin was spewing out fire.
Yeah.
And then there's a little building with a smaller goblin doing the same thing and then spewing out.
So
like,
it's like to the nth power.
Yeah, paliat ng paliat yung goblin.
But I guess
I don't know if it's the same thing.
I guess it's just more of like, okay, just imagine like being in Forbes and then seeing a house with something like this.
Well, it's because it's graffiti for me more than anything. Pero
it's
yung
graffiti.
Sabihin mong parang because it's demonic. Not really. Well, I don't know.
Well, well it is his
talaga monsters siya. Monsters.
That's
talaga.
True, but it's like okay, like. Even if it is your property, I don't think you can, or can you? Can you?
Well, unless
like
you're
huge,
like in a village.
Like, let's just say you have a huge phallic symbol.
I can say that's, no, that's already obscenity.
Or, okay, you have a photo of like Satan.
Hindi kasi like, kunyari, if you live in a condo.
Yeah.
There are rules.
No, but
same thing with villages. That's why I was thinking, is it like a village?
But
like
maybe
a subdivision?
That's a village also.
Because
like
if it's a village,
degree.
Then yes, there are rules. Yeah. Alam mo yung kunyari yung...
Like you can't put in like dark colored curtains
or like
for
in a condo, yung magsasampay ka outside of the windows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can actually tell you, please take that down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or
the color of your curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I guess there is a point if there are kind of rules governing a certain... Pero kunyari, it's not a subdivision. It's just like a public... Usually, you can't. Because how can they tell you that if there are no like...
Well, unless the government decides that it's something...
Oh, yeah. Pero I doubt it. Because it's just like scary faces.
Yeah.
Pero, well, it is Chris Brown, so I guess people get on his case all the time.
I wonder if a lawyer can argue for him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But of course, what you're trying to do is to make sure that you get along with your neighbors. It's
that
hard
too.
To make enemies out of
that
neighbors.
That too. You know? And it is still a community.
Yeah.
More than anything.
And
you
have to deal with each other, no matter how huge your home is.
Asaka, if it's not that, it's something else.
Yeah.
You know, if you get away with this, then it'll be the noise, it'll be the ganyan.
So I'm looking at the photo. It's really not scary.
It's not scary.
Can I see it?
Show Del. Diba, parang it's more cartoonish than anything.
It looks like something from Ghostbusters.
See? That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not right.
But it's still graffiti, you know what
I'm
saying?
It's judge looking.
It's judge. It's a little judge.
But it's his wall.
I know. But
we'll
Facebook
see.
Lang, no? It's my wall and I put whatever I want on it.
But I'm so distracted by the cars that he has.
Right. Anyway, that is the news. The second one today here on the show. Remember, although it is election day, it's also a Monday.
Yes.
Which means we're going to give you the results of the North American box office. It's all coming up next hour right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.3.
The The Morning Rush Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. The Top 10 election tips. Some serious, a lot, not really. Thank you to Kelly Byrne.
That's what we asked diba? For.
Kelly Byrne, OMG, and Chenong for Rene Boy for suggesting this. Let's start off with Jagger G. For once, tigilan mag-selfie habang bumoboto. Pati ba naman habang bumoboto, nag-selfie ka.
I bet you there'll be a lot of like, yung nakaangat yung thumb.
Uh-oh.
Tapos selfie.
Or ano, or them entering the polling place.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I think there pwede naman. Pero yeah. Like inside,
entering the, ano,
wag
yeah.
na. Also, coming from Chris, Shivana. Practice your right to vote. Only then will you earn the right to cuss out the man other people voted for.
Mm.
Because you voted. It's just that, you know, at least you
can vote. That's my logic.
Yeah, at least you voted for who you thought was right. So let's say the one who got elected turned out to be crappy.
Yeah.
You have a right to complain. Now, if you didn't vote, you don't have a right.
Yeah, that's my logic. That's why I don't vote. Because
you never exercised your right. So don't complain as to why this guy did that.
Oh,
so kung palpak yung na-elect, eh, pasensya ka. You didn't vote. Eh.
Yeah, and you didn't do your part.
You didn't do your part. Kuya Maui says, huwag magdala ng mamahaling alahas o kasuotan. Hindi po ito red carpet showdown. Pero kasi, the who's who will be there. Eh.
Yeah.
So when you go to vote, I mean, a lot of the, yung like, everyone, from the who's who to the nobodies,
and
they will
everyone
all be there.
From your area.
Yeah, from your diba? Area.
Pero
so,
I know,
minsan,
like,
patalbugan talaga ng whatever.
I used to live next to an artista.
Yeah.
And every time that he would go and vote, and his family, you know, people really look.
Yeah.
And they gather. So imagine in those villages where, like, your village has a lot of celebrities living there, right?
Yeah.
So.
Hello, your area now.
Ayo.
Oh, but I don't know.
A lot of celebrities.
But because you're still gonna go back to Pasig.
Oh, that's right. Because a lot of them are new residents.
Hindi alam ni Del kung bumubote yung mga yan kasi.
May green card.
Baka sa ibang lugar. Mga absentee voting!
Diba? Kasi a lot of them are either American or Canadian or Australian.
Yeah. Sa bagay. Yeah.
Hey, here's an interesting thought. I just want to hear your thoughts on this. 8Kirk8 was just saying, because you remember how earlier we were saying that if you didn't vote, you don't have the right to complain about this person.
Yeah.
Eh, paano yung mga nagbabayad daw ng tax?
So, still.
No, I mean, well, obviously, everyone can complain. But all I'm saying is, parang, parang from a moral standpoint, yung parang, ikaw, you left the decision to other people.
Yeah.
Kasi ikaw, kahit matali yung binoto mo, at least you did your part in the process. Eh.
Mm.
So parang you can go like, tinan nyo, yung binoto nyo, ang palpak. You can't say that if you didn't vote. Kasi you're like, but you didn't vote
and
for anyone.
And even if you are a taxpayer, the fact is that you need to elect people who will know what to do
with
our
taxes.
Money. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that just because you're a taxpayer, you get to complain.
Yeah.
You have to do your duty, which is to vote.
And it's not so much na bawal ka mag-complain. Obviously, you can.
You can.
We're just saying na parang, you can't.
You have more
you can't
right
complain
to do so.
Too much. Kasi parang,
di siya, wala kang moral ascendancy. Wala ka namang ginawa, eh. Yeah, there you go.
And Saturagi says, huwag kayo ma-LSS sa mga campaign jingles. Baka ma-accuse ka ng campaigning on election
right.
day. Mali mo, you're just, hindi mo alam, nag-hum ka pala.
Oh, LSS.
Oo.
Oh, man,
iboto si Gino.
Oh,
yeah. Iboto si Gino.
Hindi ka naman kandidato.
Hindi ka.
Kaya nga sa...
That's what you think.
Yun pala, no?
Yun pala, na, no? Tumatakbo na pala ang mga konsehal.
Ilagay ang hangin sa Senado. And also, let's see here. Christian Camilo says, huwag matakot magtanong. Sa mga election volunteers na cute. Na-inform ka na, nakalandi ka pa. Pero meron, ha?
Yeah.
Kasi minsan, it's just like the, you know.
I know, ano, a couple of... I know a couple of really cute girls who used to volunteer.
Diba? Oh my gosh, as in. Saka naglipa
sa
na
guwapo.
Pati bumoboto at mga volunteers.
Sa amin walang guwapo.
Ako nagulat talaga ako. I was like, I heard it from her and she was like... Wow, really? You were an election volunteer.
Wow. Fishmark says, iboboto ko si... Ay, wait, si... Tumatakbo ba siya? Baka biglang masabi
wag
ko.
Wag na.
Sige na nga, wag na.
I don't think so, pero
sige,
let's just play it safe.
Okay. Satoragi says, wag maging bobotante.
Yeah.
Bobombotante.
Yeah. Diba? And the top election tip comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
wag mong tangkaing tignan ang balota ng biyanan mo. Kasi kailanman, hindi siya boto sa'yo.
Kahit anong gawin mo.
Never, never, never siya magiging boto sa'yo. Kaya wag mo nang tignan, ha?
Oh, nga, no.
Eyes on your ballot.
I have a question. Since campaigning on election day is illegal,
yeah.
What if you post something on Twitter or Facebook?
No.
You shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Diba? What siguro are the grounds? I mean, is there something governing media. Against?
That's still it.
That's
but
still media.
Is it actually part of the law now that it's governed
yeah, that would
by
be
law? Yung social media.
Kasama na ba ang social
kasama
media?
Kasama na ba ang social media sa?
Well,
because like we said, it's a new thing.
It's a
like
new thing.
Instagram
right.
is a new thing. When you post something on Instagram, does that merit?
Kasi you can argue, pero sa akin, the spirit of the law is tapos na. There shouldn't be any more. I mean, the only time that anyone will see you voting if you're a candidate is on TV.
Actually, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Because it's still campaigning.
Campaign,
so it doesn't matter. Even
people
if you campaign.
People are still voting.
Actually, even in person.
Yeah.
Kunyari, let's say I'm running.
Oh,
and
parang,
nagkasalubong tayo, hey, vote for me. Ah.
No.
That's still campaigning. It's just one person. What
Saka
more,
if,
Twitter or Facebook? I'm sure that still counts.
Yeah,
as
for me, that's it's this. The spirit is no more. Enough. People
actually,
should have had.
But what if, okay, let's just say you tweeted like your kunwari parang. Me, I just finished voting and I go like, oh, I voted for Chico and Delamar today.
Eh, di ganun din. Kasi diba, you're not supposed to,
even if,
kasi I guess
dapat,
what works for in person should work anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the campaigning that's disallowed.
Kasi for example, you just said, I just voted, but you're a candidate. Duh. You would vote for yourself, or you just said I just voted, but you're wearing someone's I don't know shirt.
No, parang like I'm not a candidate, but
and you
I
just said I just voted.
Parang I said na parang these are the people I voted for.
Well, it can be construed, and I guess it's up to the COMELEC. If somebody complains about that, it's up to the COMELEC to judge. But of course, like
they'll find out if there is a connection between you
and the candidate.
Okay. Pero kita mo naman with the advanced. Remember the advanced posting of ano? Wala naman lang. So many people complained, but nobody was disqualified. All right, and so there. That's the top.
Okay.
So if you want to join us for today, it is Election Day Monday.
You're right.
Holiday Election Monday. If you want to join us for the top 10 election tips, serious and otherwise, are both welcome. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Election Tips.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
Good morning, guys.
I swear, if people just heard...
You're
what
a
you
snob
say
and a half,
air.
Really.
No, I am not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
You know what? I was actually talking to my
Such
family.
An elitist.
I was talking to my family about like the way you were brought up and whatever. And I was like, yeah, kasi he was brought up as a princess. Kasi.
Oh, shut up. What are you saying?
It's true.
Spreading lies about me and your family.
True. No, it's true. And everyone who...
Saka pa.
Parang you only rode the bus once or whatever.
Oh, that is not true.
Like a public
ilan
bus?
Beses.
Yes. The entire time that I was in my first radio station.
You would commute to Green Hills.
Yeah. Hello, no.
From La Salle.
No, UP. UP to Makati, Makati to QC.
Ilan lang ang tao na sa Pilipinas?
Mga 3 million.
So it wasn't really that.
So it wasn't really that.
Sobra kayo. I know how it is to live parang like, proletariat.
Can I just tell you? The first time.
Yeah.
He ate at a fast food.
Right.
You know, before, if you ask him to eat in a fast food, he'll say no. It has to be gourmet.
No naman.
Boy,
naman gourmet. Of course not. That is not true.
Like, if you ask him, well, let's get something. Right. Whatever. He won't.
Oh, basta, really popular fast food. First time ko kumain ever. Sila nakasama ko. My birthday.
Wow.
Sila del na. Our barkada.
And then I told my dad and my brother about, like, you... going to a fast food in the States, working for a fast food, and then you only lasted for an afternoon because they made you clean the grill.
Yeah. And I said, you keep your money.
They kept laughing.
Eh, kasi naman. Because I had grease in my kilikili. I didn't realize it until I was taking a bath. Na parang umaba. Kasi diba, nakataangat ka with the sponge.
So, tumutulo.
So, hindi mo alam, tumutulo na pala yung ano sa kilikili mo. And I was like, I had greasy kilikili. And I was like, I will...
Listen to the... I had greasy kilikili.
It's true.
Said the princess.
I know. Basta.
Anyway, the news. Tony Stark's superpowers lifted blockbuster Iron Man 3 back to the top of movie charts in the U.S. and Canada, beating out a strong debut over the weekend for lavish jazz age drama The Great Gatsby. What? It's true.
Yeah.
Coming off a gigantic opening a week earlier, Iron Man 3 commanded $72.5 million in ticket sales from Friday to Sunday. In its second weekend, Gatsby, starring Leonardo DiCaprio as millionaire Jay Gatsby in the classic F. Scott Fitzgerald tale, earned a strong $51.1 million. Now, U.S. ticket sales for Iron Man 3 dropped 58% from a week earlier when the film hauled in $174.1 million and it's for the second biggest movie opening of all time.
Wow.
International sales for Iron Man 3 reached a massive $664 million through Sunday after adding 89 more million from the weekend. The film's worldwide take now stands at close to $1
billion. Ooh.
It's 949, so 51 more million and it will have reached a billion.
There's this huge thing now about Robert Downey Jr. and Disney and who's the other company? Because about
Marvel.
Money for Avengers 2 and Iron Man 4.
Like how
4.
For Avengers 2.
How the Hatian will be.
Yeah, and a lot of... no, but he's actually pretty noble about it. From what I read, most of the actors for Avengers 2 are getting like literally peanuts for what they usually get from other films. Like
this would be an ensemble cast.
Hemsworth would only get like I think around 300,000 for compared to like when he did Snow White and the Huntsman, he got 5 million. Mm-hmm. Scarlett Johansson is only getting 200,000, and you know a bunch of other
do
things.
Do they have
like
back end deals?
I don't think they have back end deals. And so the thing is, now, and Robert Downey Jr. is still getting like, I don't know, 30 million or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, 35. Yeah, 35. What he got for Iron Man.
So he's actually threatening to leave if the other artists don't get a pay raise.
But that's what they were, that's the whole thing. And the studio is like, well, we can always get somebody else. But everyone is just saying, usually, that is true. It doesn't matter who's
doesn't
behind the mask,
this time around.
Except for Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because it has to be Robert Downey Jr. You can switch them around, except for Robert Downey Jr.
Especially after how Iron Man 3
is doing. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's going to work any other way.
You know what I think they should do? I think that for an ensemble cast like this, you forego your usual rate, but make sure you have a cut on the... You all have back-end deals.
And they were saying...
Yeah, but they stand to lose more money with the back-end deals because they know that the movie makes so much.
And yeah, but I mean, because mostly what the studio doesn't want is to blow up the budget and then release a film and it doesn't recoup it, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing. They were saying that... The old kings, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, they don't bring in the same amount of money as they used to. And they were saying, you know, the age of the romantic leading man and the action star, those movies don't bring in money. It's really superhero movies.
Yeah.
That's where the money is now. So it's the ones who reign. Mm-hmm. As superheroes, those are the ones who can demand the most price.
Right.
Well, did Christian Bale ever ask for a lot of money? Because Batman, the coolest franchise. Because
I think that's the difference. Franchise. That's the difference between Batman, I would think, and
Marvel.
Iron Man. With Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
made the role.
Really. Is essential.
Plus, there have been many other Batmans
exactly.
before.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I really think RDJ was more essential to Iron Man than
Christian Bale
was essential to Batman.
That's true.
As you can see, all the different Batmans all sold.
Plus, you never can tell who's who's responsible for the success.
Because the star was Batman.
Yeah, but you had Heath Ledger, you had Christopher Nolan,
exactly.
you had Anne Hathaway. Exactly.
And I don't think you'll ever hear anyone say, ay, hindi bagay si Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
For
right.
Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Because
he is Tony
he
Stark.
He even looks like Tony Stark.
Oh, does he?
He's even douchey, like Tony Stark.
Just how he is, even in his other movies, he's just perfect as Tony Stark.
Right.
And if you look at the comic book version of Tony Stark, it looks like Robert Downey. And even a prelude to it, like a couple of years back, there was a comic book that released so the Avengers were talking amongst themselves and they were like, hey, what if there was a Hollywood movie about us? Who would play who? Even the comic book said
RDJ?
Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
for Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And then they just named like, I don't know, Brad Pitt as Captain America, Steve Buscemi as Bruce Banner, you know, stuff like that. And Nick Fury was actually Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay. All right, but as far as the big debut, Gatsby, it outpaced pre-weekend forecasts for an opening of up to $45 million. It is directed by Australian filmmaker Baz Luhrmann. It is the latest Hollywood rendition of Fitzgerald's classic American novel, The Great Gatsby, a 1974 version starring Robert Redford and Mia Farrow fared poorly at the box office. But if it weren't for Iron Man, Gatsby would have a bigger take.
Yeah.
But I looked at Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, they don't like it.
They only rated it like 47.
Out of what? 100?
100.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, it's got not so good reviews.
They say it
sort of like missed the whole point of the book.
Okay. Mm. Right.
And this is a classic, so.
Well, love.
You're
classic, right.
You will fail much easier with a classic because people have their own version of what it should be.
That's the news. The third one here today on the show. It is Election Monday. Have you voted? If yes, take a picture of your index finger.
Yes.
For posterity.
Just that.
Just that. Nothing else. Or baka man, they send us naked pics.
No.
Pwede rin yun.
Pero
kung hot ka, pwede rin yun.
Pwede rin yun. Pwede. Anyway.
Kung hot, sige.
Make sure you vote today and vote wisely right here on this Election Monday. You're tuned in to Summer's Hottest RX 93.9.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts right here, RX 93.1. Thank you very much to, let's see here, Callie Byrne, OMG, and Chenong for Rene Boy for suggesting the top 10 election tips. All right, let's see here. Renren Go Away says, pencil lang ang pang-shade. Wag crayon or any coloring material. Mag-shade ka lang, hindi ka papasok sa art class.
You know, we're getting a lot of tweets saying that they just voted.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Good for you guys.
And I see a lot of the celebrities posting their selfies of them,
voting.
with their finger.
And also, let's see here. Ako si Poklong says, pagdating sa presinto, right before bumoto, kumanta ng malakas ng tanan, 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 let's vote in.
Kindness.
Sarap pa pa siya.
Ay, nako.
Medyo, ha? Medyo.
Or ng Picos machine para mas solid.
Kung kaya mo, diba?
Kung kaya, pasin mo ng Picos machine.
O kaya ng teacher.
Yung teacher na nakabantay.
Let's see here. Also, Jing Dalagan says, bawal iuwi ang election folder. Pantakip nila yan.
Yeah. Yes.
And I always found that so
judge.
Cute slash judge.
The election folders
folder. Parang wala. Yeah. Parang it's so DIY.
Yeah. Siguro nga, instead of, kasi diba, like, if you see the voting that happens in other countries, they really
sige
have...
Sige na, sabi mo na in the US.
No, but also in Europe, diba?
Yes.
Ano ba? Alam mo, I swear.
Ayaw pang aminin
eh. I was on the road and then you guys did the bad thing.
Tawa ka mo ng tawa.
Do you know?
What do you mean
so,
you guys? He did the bad thing.
You're the one who was sitting here.
No, he told me to do it.
Ay, nako.
Hindi naman naniwala sa'yo yan.
As if you were the rebel.
Ah, diba, no? I just played the song.
Whatever.
So, I was really quiet because I was... hoping that somebody didn't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
And then Cooper's dad goes, yeah, I heard. And then he goes, I'm disappointed. I go, why? They should get new material. I'm like, like, okay.
Don't worry, give us time.
I know.
Give us time. We'll come up with newer material. Fresher material.
They need to come up with newer songs.
I know, eh. Kasi they're only, ano, party in the USA. American boy, Papa Americano. We need more US.
American woman.
Somebody was asking me why I don't say anything. What else do I say? It's true.
When wala,
I,
kung guilty ka, wala ka masasabi.
It's like, ay, nako, barang sa buhay
nyo. You can't deny what's true.
Interested lang kami dun sa reaction nga ng mga passengers.
Mga passengers. More than you. You know, we did it for
alam
him.
Alam na namin yung reaction mo eh. Pero yung mga passengers.
As in, literally, he was reenacting. Saka
kala nyo, I wasn't listening. I was listening.
Pero diba ang dami niyang entries about you? Ako, wala akong hawak dun sa entries. Ha? You know that for a fact.
It's the devil talaga.
Oo, tinigil ka, ano?
I'm being Pontius Pilate.
washing his my hands. No, but it was nice kasi I finally understood how people are, you know, listening to us in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I was on the road. It was insane. The southbound lane of EDSA was packed.
Yeah.
I mean, there was really no room to move.
Mm.
From Buendia... Yeah, from Buendia all the way to... No, naman. Pero more like parang after Cubao.
Yeah.
Approaching GMA 7 on the other side.
Baka northbound.
No. That's southbound.
Ah, okay.
Pero we were northbound. And we had an easy time. We even saw the billboards together.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, up close.
Yeah.
What was the reaction of the passengers in the car?
Your armpits are so white.
No. The mother was like, wow, that's pretty big. Mm. Oh, those are the two guys I work with. Oh, one of them looks like a girl.
That's Gina.
Yes.
What?
Yay!
Okay, fine. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. It's about a guy.
Yeah.
For guys, at least.
And what was I going to say?
You look the same, though.
What was I going to say? Oh, no.
There was no traffic on EDSA. I wish there were.
Oh, there.
Just to be able to take a picture of the building.
But can I just tell you, remember that one time I had to get my, was it my laptop or something? I had to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was listening to you guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I know you guys.
I think that was on the day that we were leaving for Singapore.
Right. Yeah, because you brought... Yeah.
No, I had to bring home my car.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I know you guys, but I was really laughing my head off.
Why?
Wala lang.
Actually, that's true.
Even I was like, so this is how it feels.
It's so weird.
Even
it's
when
weird.
I hear
tawa
you guys.
Tawa dun sa yung gingerbread. Yung pala dapat ginger beard. Tapos sabi ko, nakugutom na siya.
Even when I hear,
I was
like,
laughing my head off. I was like, wow.
You know how like when I buy coffee or whatever, like I listen to you guys on the way here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's... I don't know why. I don't know if we're biased because like
no,
I know
sure
you.
We're biased.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
biased.
A degree, but I just didn't think that I would react. As in yung you're sniggering behind the wheel and your shoulders are
that,
shaking.
Right?
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, ito na lang. Tara, sabay-sabay tayo. Mag road trip tayo. Pakinggan natin yung
radio. Sarili natin.
Oh.
Wow.
Let's see how it works.
Magsama-sama yung mga boba. Tapos sumakay tayo. Ba't wala?
Bakit
alam niya tayo yung sinasabihan ng vote wisely.
Tapos sabi lang, but wala tayo.
Ang weird.
Why? Off air?
Bakit nag-off air sila?
Oh no, nag-resign sila. Oh gosh, how stupid.
Ay, ito si OMG yan. Huwag magugulat na you're voting pala for superheroes today.
What?
Diba? Vote daw for Senator.
Ito na naman.
Ito na naman tayo. For Renny Boy says, nakita mo lang yung ex mo sa precinct. Tandaan nyo, hindi X ang nilalagay sa shaded area.
Yeah, right. You have to shade
Don't
it.
Don't put
you
an X.
It,
yeah.
You're like coloring.
Jing Dalagan says, hindi po yan exam. Huwag matakot sumagot kahit matapat ka sa poll watcher na terror teacher mo.
Yeah, it's your right to vote for whoever you want.
Tapos yung tipong titignan ka ng...
Actually, wala naman siyang paki sa vote mo. Natatakot ka lang sa kanya kasi terror teacher mo siya. Fortunato says, huwag ma-stress kung puro dalire ang makikita mamaya sa Instagram.
Right.
Everyone
will post. Why would you be stressed?
Hindi, parang, another
really?
Finger shot. Oh my gosh. Diba?
For mga Instagram stalkers na parang, I want to see naman your face, not your finger.
Hindi, tsaka can you imagine for today, ang makikita mo, puro finger tsaka food. Finger food. Hindi kasi people always post photos.
Food porn.
And the Pabili guy says, wag mong pakialaman kung may coding o kung wala ngayon, kung wala ka namang kotse.
Alabo.
Actually, what Alabo. For?
Parang ano ba? Coding ba o hindi?
Pero stress na stress siya, diba?
Pero mag-MRT siya, diba?
O nga pala, no? How about the people in call centers? How will they get to vote?
I think they're given time to do so.
I'm pretty sure. And Blue Gray says, wag gamitin ang index finger na may fresh indelible ink sa pangungulamot.
I know, because otherwise...
kita-kita! Violet dito
sa mayroon. Tapos hindi mo maitatanggi na nangulangot ka.
You know, there's such an unglamorous thing. You know, when sometimes, because everyone has it, right? Have you ever had this moment where something was hanging, you know, out your nose and you didn't know and you were talking to people? That's like the worst!
Ako, for me, yung may kausap ka na may... nose hair na nakalabas. Gusto mong bunutin. Yeah. Para, wait, wag ka gagalawa. Yung parang gusto mo lang siyang bunutin.
Ako pag banlag.
Gusto mong bunutin yung mata?
Hindi. Natatakot akong pipiliin ko yung, I would choose the wrong eye.
You know what?
And
you know
then
what?
They would know.
No. You know what's really weird? You're choosing between the two eyes, di ba?
Uh-huh.
But what you don't know is your eyes are going from the left eye to the right eye. And they can see it. And they're like, oh no, they're looking which eye they should look at. They're checking which
look
eye.
Look at the nose.
I feel
na
so
lang.
Guilty. Look yun nga eh. That was his
nose
tip.
Bridge.
Yeah. Parang yung, when was that? I was talking to Eugene, the boy. Mm. Tapos you're like, you're looking at my ano, no? Parang...
Your nose bridge.
No. There was this one time, but something was...
Can you tell if I'm looking at your eyes or your nose bridge?
Malaki kasi yung mata niya, so mahirap.
No.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah!
Oh, you can't nga.
Ah, depende kung malapad yung ilong mo.
Well, malaki pa yung mata. Malaki yung area.
Ganon! Ha? Patanggal ng bed. Tayo'y mga Pinoy. Hindi tayo, no, Delamar's peep.
I don't think you can, ano. Like, okay, can you tell what I'm looking at now?
Wala, I can't.
It's the nose bridge.
Ikaw rin, I'm looking at your nose bridge.
I don't know what I'm looking at. Wait, ayan. What am I looking at?
I don't know, but I'm looking at something between your eyes. Your nose
rin.
Bridge.
Oh,
hindi, you can't tell. Ayun na lang, ganun.
Pero weird. Parang you seem like a little stunned. If
not really.
Naman,
hindi, kasi there's something about looking at someone's eyes when you're talking to them.
Ayan, what am I looking at?
Hindi, I can't tell.
Oh, tip of your nose. It's easier. Kasi it's harder pag middle of the eyes. Medyo na... Pero try middle of the... Yung tip of the nose.
Oh,
it's easier.
Oh, where am I looking at?
Ayun, parang my eyes.
Ay, hindi.
See, that works.
Ah, that works.
So better, ano na lang, tip of the nose.
Oh, tip of the
it's
nose.
It's easier. Ang hirap actually, ah, yung in between the eyes. Kasi syempre...
Pwede, para na lang kung si Pinocchio kausap mo. Kasi
lahat. Ay,
Delamar.
But I don't know.
Kulang ba yung bakasyon mo?
Do you guys always, ano...
You know, I can't believe you put my and then when you put your hands in your face, like, yeah. This is the worst thing you've ever heard.
Because it's a Pinocchio.
Because you just stop yourself every time.
But what? What if you were talking to Pinocchio? Haba ng nose niya. Oh, di kitang kita.
Pwede rin si Cyrano de what's it?
Bergerac.
But do you, when you guys talk to other people, do you always look at their eyes? Because
yeah.
I shift all over the face.
You're shifty, eh?
Like most bad people. You're guilty of something. You're always doing something wrong.
I always get uncomfortable when I look directly into the eyes.
You have something wrong
with
you.
It's the lack of sincerity.
Yeah. I like it.
I was just about to say how good looking you are today. Eh.
But that's a weird thing, Gino. That's so weird.
Really? Because now I'm looking at your mouth.
But it's so
that.
Weird. Mm. Why are you like
I
that?
I find it so weird because parang the eyes are so like. Ugh.
What are you afraid to see in the eyes?
Yeah, like now I'm trying to. Okay, I'm trying to look into.
Oh my God.
Well,
he
it's
just
with Chico kasi it's really easy to look into his eyes because you know it's
because
it's,
you love him.
It sort of draws you in.
And because ang ano kay Gino, he doesn't want to see his reflection in the person's eyes.
Whatever. Ayun ka naman eh.
So.
Yung takot sa truth. Yung hindi mo want to see the real him.
Excuse me, I look at myself in the mirror all the time.
That's different.
Yeah, but you see lies.
What is wrong with you people?
I don't know.
No, okay. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one out there who has a problem
but
with
you
this.
Do know that that's weird. That you can't look at people in the eyes when you talk to them?
Even, like, kasi alam ko ganyan ka when there's a pretty girl. You get really,
I don't
like,
think you're a pretty girl. I don't think you're a pretty girl.
Sige. Girl.
Hindi na daw pretty.
Kahit di pretty.
Kahit girl.
Girl. Nag-settle na lang. Girl.
Hindi pa rin.
Girl alu.
Pag-girl. Pababa ng pababa.
Parang spaghetti.
Ay, no.
also
you're so shifty.
Yeah, really like a thief.
Like when I even with the both of you, you know how you know who I am. I mean, you pretty much know like
unfortunately
a lot. Can you stop being a bitch?
Okay, okay, fine.
No, okay. It's not like I have like dirt that you guys don't know of.
Yeah.
So technically, I could actually just look into your eyes because I'm not hiding anything. Mm. But even when I talk to both of you, I look at your mouths.
Why?
I don't know.
It's your evil nature, no?
No. See, Kim Tirona says, not only you, same here. My name is Axel is also saying, me too. Looking too much into someone's eyes makes me feel uncomfortable and a bit awkward. Same with I am Cyberbrain and do I have to join? Do I have to join?
Because I like looking at people's eyes.
Yeah, me too. It's I like, don't have a problem.
Especially...
Ayan
ang problema mo.
Especially pag guwapo. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Ako, I get lost.
Lalo na kung maganda. As in, I cannot.
Ako kahit maganda.
And kung maganda talaga.
At saka yeah. Tip, pag bumisita kayo sa booth, tapos biglang tumahimik si Gino.
Yun na yun!
Can you shut up?
But it's true.
It's true.
Alam mo sa din, nakatingin lang siya sa screen. Oh,
gusto niyo ng tip? Gusto niyo ng tip?
Walang pag ganyanan.
Pag si Chico. Hoy,
walang ganyanan.
Pag si Chico,
hindi pa ma... ganyanan.
Pag biglang hindi tumitingin sa top 10 yan at hindi tumitingin sa laptop.
Hindi, actually, yan na yun. Ito, pag anlandi niya talaga.
Oh,
kasi
grabe.
Si Gino, pag may type siya, nakatingin siya sa
screen. What do you call this?
I
fetal position.
Si cocoon. Chico, kung,
si Chico flutters like a butterfly.
And kung ano mga binibring up sa conversation. Para,
where'd you come from?
Yeah. Who are
you?
Oh, is it Travis?
Hi! I know. Who wants a tip now?
Sobra kayo, ha?
Sige pa.
Ito naman, gusto nyo kay tip ng kay Del?
Kay tip kay Del.
Oh, pag may maputi.
Hindi, matanong siya. Hmm. Which state? Which state did you came from?
Did you came from? Really?
Which state did you came from?
No, I don't do that.
Doesn't matter which state, eh, no? Basta North America. Pati ba Canadian?
Oh, gag.
Are Canadians qualified?
It's North American eh.
No, really
are all Caucasians qualified?
I don't really care about those things. I really don't care. Mm. I really, really don't care.
Okay.
What's sentido?
Sentido.
Sentido.
What's sentido?
Common sense.
Yeah.
Sense. Like sentido common.
No.
Sentido.
Because Jagger G says, ang tip, sa sentido mo titignan pag di kaya sa mga mata.
Ha? Huh? Sentido? Di ba sentido sense?
Yeah.
Sentido common.
Yeah.
Common
that's
sense.
What I know too. Okay. Hindi, baka part of
the forehead?
Maybe.
Or something?
Kasi yun
antas nga, naman. What am I looking at?
My eyes.
I know, I'm looking at your forehead.
Eh, kasi nga, it's the general
temporal area. So like here.
Right? sa gilid. Saan ako nakatingin, Chico?
Sa mata.
Okay.
I guess anywhere.
If it's a pretty girl, I won't even like look kasi like with you guys. I can stare at your mouths. It's fine.
Pag pretty girl,
pag pretty girl, I can't talaga. Again, as in, I look.
Pretty girls,
look away.
Stare at the boobs.
Yeah,
kita
that'll
ba
work.
Kita ba yon?
Do you know when somebody's looking?
Yes.
Ah, talaga.
Of course.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Patay ka ngayon.
I don't
know.
Naman. I can't stare.
Know.
I can't look. Even their faces, I can't look. I'll always like look around.
That's why you hear the line like eyes up here.
Yeah.
Because women can tell. It's too far down eh.
Really?
Your face. So.
Really? Can you tell?
Oh, nga, even I can see it.
Oh, naman.
Hindi, kasi ang layo. Pero just within the face, you can still get away with it. Mm. But the boob, it's too much.
Eh, yung boobs niya nasa leeg.
Baka pwede.
Baka pwede.
Alam mo yung mga tanong mo, kulang ng common sense.
Oh, sige.
Wala ka sentido common.
Sentido ba naging sentido?
Sentido common.
Like a lesbian Spaniard.
Sentido common.
And the top election tip comes from Fishmark.
Fishmark says,
wag iboboto yung sobrang naka-photoshop ang mukha sa poster. Kung dun pa lang, di na sila nagsasabi ng totoo. What more in real life?
That's true.
Diba?
Merong isang candidate. I won't na lang say who it was. Pero yung picture niya, parang from the 70s pa yata.
Nagtipid.
Sabi ko, fresh.
Hindi. Throwback.
Throwback.
Throwback poster.
So, as in sabi ko, wow.
Throwback poster.
Hindi pa ako pinapanganak nitong picture na to.
Wow. Alright, so if you want to join us, just key RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush, #ElectionTip.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 4.
Hello, good morning, everybody. It's time for the final news update here on the Morning Rush. My name is Del the News. During a house hunting trip in Los Angeles on Friday, Kanye West embarrassed himself by smacking into a signpost in front of a group of photographers. The hip-hop star accidentally walked straight into a road sign after leaving a property in Beverly Hills with his heavily pregnant girlfriend, Kim Kardashian. But that's not even, it's not the complete scene.
Yeah.
TMZ.com posted video footage of the incident, which shows West appearing out of it for several seconds as Kardashian checked his head for injuries. Now, recovering quickly, West shouted at the paparazzi to stop taking pictures. The singer then stormed into the nearby 9210 Faux restaurant.
Yeah.
But moments later, he walked back out to confront a photographer. West reportedly attempted to tackle the man, pushing him and demanding he quit taking photos. West and Kardashian are expecting their first child together this summer. They recently made headlines as the Costume Institute gala in New York City after the reality star wore a floral pattern dress that many likened to a couch. But anyway, so he walks into this road.
Hindi parang picon lang yung kasi if he went wild after that, okay lang eh. Pero yung after an embarrassing situation, parang
yeah, parang he is
known for his ego.
Well, he is, yeah,
and, right? And so nothing
this
hurts.
This is so damaging.
Nakakahiya.
More than physical pain, yeah. I think it's just nakakahiya lang talaga.
Ay nako. But did you see the dress? This patented pattern dress. And because she's huge these days,
yeah,
it did not look flattering at all. It was like turtleneck, long sleeves, long dress.
Wow. I guess to be too covered.
Yeah.
It's actually nice if you showed a little bit more skin.
Yeah.
You look actually, you know...
You look thinner when you show more skin.
And she just looked like a couch, a walking couch.
And then before she looked like a killer whale.
Okay, far it be from me to make fun of big pregnant women.
Yeah.
Because I'm in no position to say anything because right now I'm also big.
Yeah.
Now I'm pregnant, but I'm also big.
Well, not in height.
Thanks for highlighting it. Jeez. But... Because the way she really looked, it was not good.
I will never forget the way you described a certain situation one time. Mm. That she was watching a concert.
Mm.
Patty Austin. Tapos, so she was like, okay, so we get there. And then there's this like sofa in the middle of the stage, okay, right? So they were waiting for Patty Austin to walk out and sit on the sofa. And then bigla na lang daw, ha? Gumalaw yung sofa. Si Patty Austin na
pala.
I'm so sorry, pero totoo. And you know, she was wearing...
I will never forget that. As in, they literally yelped na parang, ha? Gumalaw yung sofa.
Do you remember Zoo? Were you already...
Who?
Zoo. The one in Shangri-La?
Yeah.
Diba the club?
Pag dinimanda ka, zoo.
I will zoo you.
I will zoo you.
There's a club in Shang?
No, they were like, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Patty Austin. They were like, why is that couch moving? And then she starts singing. Oh my gosh. She's...
That's so mean.
To be fair, she's lost weight since.
What about weight? After all that.
No, I'm not bumabawi kasi she really did. Hoy, wait lang.
Yeah.
She really did make a big deal out of losing the weight.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I think 2 years ago, Entertainment Tonight had come out. Stop it! But she was huge. Like, I thought it was a couch because there's so much fabric.
Can I say the other thing that you said?
What did I say? What did I say? What did I say?
Yun dapat ang pagka-introduce sa kanya. Patty Austin.
Oh my God, you're so horrible.
I should talk. I'm fat now.
Diba? No, you're not.
Tapos, look at that. This is a classic example. No, this is a classic example of how you guys are so much more evil than I am. At least I don't make fun of fat people.
Well, that's because you're...
See? See what I mean? Stop laughing!
No.
Aliko.
No. No, pero you should have seen it. You should have seen it. It was just, remember, we're Asians.
Yes.
And we were so small even when we gained some weight. We're not that big. I can't believe you
grabe,
brought that up.
Napakasama no, Patty Austin. How, ano, how,
well, when she started
how
singing naman. Well, when she started singing, to be fair, the voice was there.
Sabay tawa.
Tinan mo to, sabay cambio.
Grabe.
Anyway.
Okay. So Kanye West is so picon.
He is. Ay, tsaka yung nagwala pa siya, yung nandun na sa Philip restaurant, he goes out pa just
oh my God. So did you see the dress of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, that's why. I saw it on
did you see this? Who wore it better? I'm gonna post this on RX. Okay. I'm gonna post this
over
on RX
931.
Yeah, so over RX 931.
Tsaka something that floral.
Yeah.
And parang the design is in the fabric.
Yeah.
That's why it looks like a couch.
Parang nag ano siya, nagmukha siyang parang garden.
Anyway, check it out. Where will you post it?
On RX 931. At RX 931. Thank you, by the way, to Chismis.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, that's it. That's going to be all the news we have, but only on the Morning Rush. When Quick Fix steps in at 10 o'clock, you'll have more news. Mm-hmm. You'll have Dre, Jinri, and Chris.
Yes.
What now?
I can't stop laughing. I just clicked on the photo again, and then I just started laughing.
I love you. Because
it couch yung kalaban. It's not even moving. It's just, it's an inanimate object.
Oh my gosh. Check it out on Twitter today. We hope you're enjoying your morning with us on Election Monday, right here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
I think we're having a laughing fit. What is wrong?
What is wrong with you?
Probably yung evil laugh ni Gino.
Parang yung ano mo, yung... The Charlize Theron laugh mo.
I can't. His face kasi is so serious.
Hey, open mo yung ano, reactions to the meat, to the no. Word better.
Well, a lot of people are just saying, because I posted it and retweeted it as Kim Kardashian versus couch. everybody's just saying couch, couch. Mas fashion yung couch.
Kawawa naman si Kim Kardashian.
Because if you think about it, she has a team.
Yeah, she does.
Then there's another one. What? Robin Williams. It's actually from his account.
On Twitter? Is he on Twitter?
Yeah.
Here, what? Look. Let's see.
And he goes, I think I wore it better. It's a picture of him as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oo nga.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Oh, sakit na ng jungle.
So here we go. We've got our top 10 courtesy of Kelly Byrne, OMG, and Chenong for Anyboy. The top 10 election tips. Camilo says, tandaan, ang trapo sa basura, hindi sa balota.
Nice.
I mean, the totoong trapo and the literal trapo. Lan Ray says, sariling itlog ang bilugan. Yung hindi di ba parang yung bilog na parang itlog. Hello, that's how they describe it. Ang
what?
Ilog na parang ilog, ang ilong na parang itlog.
Ano?
Ang bilog na hugis itlog. Yun ang bibilugan mo. Meron, there was like an infomercial on it.
Oh, really?
Oo, yung hugis itlog. Basta hugis itlog.
Eh, but man naman lalagyan ng ano guguhitan ng itlog ng iba.
Hindi, sariling itlog ang bibilugan, hindi itlog ng katabi.
Hindi nga, why would you do that?
Eh, malay mo, nakikishade ka.
Nakikishade?
Nang itlog, ano ba? Diba? So, pakialamin mo yung sarili mong itlog, huwag itlog ng iba. Cristiano Reynaldo said, sa mga emo, ang indelible ink ay para sa daliri, hindi yan liquid eyeliner.
Oh. Oh, nga,
kasi
no?
Kasi maitim din siya, diba?
Hindi, tsaka antagal matanggal.
Right.
For the permanently emo, you wouldn't want it to wash off with water.
Exactly. Landray says, maging bayan patroller, hindi bayad patroller.
Oh, that's right.
Diba?
Right.
Also, Blue Gray says, bantayan ang boto, hindi yung cute na poll watcher na nakita mo.
Eh, pero kasi minsan may mga cuties talaga.
Oh, and you can't help it naman kung napapatingin ka talaga.
Oh, kung good looking talaga.
Siguro one look or or two looks, okay na. Pero stop it
yung
there.
Yung landian. Oh. Are you sure? Tama. Ikaw ba? Makikinig ka sa ganyan?
Hindi. I mean, okay lang yun. Basta tama na yun, di ba? O, ito si Alvin Harilia. Para sa mga retokada, magdala ng ID na kamukha mo pa.
kasi baka di ka na makilala.
Diba? Pag sinabi nila parang,
wait, pero how is that?
Asan ka dito? It is true.
It's true.
It's
what
true.
If, oh nga, no?
Pag hindi mo nakamukha, how is that?
Oh my gosh.
Diba?
Yeah, I agree.
Think about it.
Tapos you don't look anything like the old picture.
Exactly. Yeah. And from Blue Gray says, no. Shivana says, ang kriminal, kinukulong, hindi binoboto. Just think about it. Ako si Poklong says, huwag biglang sumayaw sa
presinto.
Bawal ang pole dancing. Sharkbait says, huwag maghanap ng asin pag binigyan ka ng balot.
Ay, naku.
Okay.
JM Tarado says, isuot ang tamang bota so you can boot wisely.
Ang init-init, nakabota
ka. Nakabota ka talaga.
Unless it rains in the middle of the day.
Jim Kirk says, pag ubos na ang indelible ink, huwag pumayag na martilyo ang gamitin. O, bumota ka na.
Okay lang to, ha?
Ma'am, ubos na po yung indelible ink.
Ubos na po. For Renny Boy says, for Delamar, bukod kay Uncle Sam, huwag ding hahanapin si John Doe. Hindi sila kasali.
Si John Hancock.
At saka si John Hancock. Cristiano Reynaldo says, para kay Mr. Christian Grey, 12 names lang po ang she-shadan. Invalid ang 50 shades.
Hey, is there any word on who's gonna play it? Because my sister keeps posting these things.
I don't know. I think we would hear about it by now if there was an actual official.
No. Okay, so far when I took the
I really music. Hope it's Ian Somerhalder.
Wow. No, but you know who did who submitted a tape of a love scene.
Okay.
Si ano? Si
Matt Bomer.
I am number 4.
Alex Pettifer.
Alex Pettifer.
He submitted it
to a director who's in the running. He's not even the final director yet.
Well, just in case it
just in case
yes.
he gets
yeah, he gets picked.
So it's like there, because remember there are about 3 directors being thrown about.
Yeah.
He submitted his quote unquote audition.
But does he have blonde
tape.
Hair?
Yeah. Yes. Well, then you can always color it. But the thing is,
pero
his career kasi isn't really like stellar right now.
Pero diba si Alex Pettifer has that parang that
bad boy.
That bad boy vibe. I don't know. Para he
but
looks
I don't know
young,
about
though.
The acting. Though.
I want Matt Bomer din eh.
Yeah.
Ako, Ian Somerhalder talaga.
Ian Somerhalder, kaya lang, he has to, sabagay, he's an actor. He just can't do that eye thing that he does on Vampire Diaries.
Right, because it's too playful.
Oh, it's too playful.
Well, he can change it.
Yeah, he's
make
an
it
actor.
Different, diba? I mean...
Kasi, see, Christian Grey has to be serious and a little intense. He has to be not funny. Even when, kasi he's too dark.
Eh kung si ano, Christian Bale.
No.
No way. No. Oh no.
No, I think,
sacrilege. No way.
It has to be pretty bad.
I'm Christian Grey.
Ganun pa rin yung
boss. What's your name? I'm Christian Grey.
Now I'm going to spank you.
I've got S&M.
Go to the Red Room of Pain. See?
Oh, well, he is pretty. Go to the Red Room of Pain. Of Bane.
But wait, I'll go to the bathroom first.
The bathroom.
The bathroom.
Wait, bathroom break.
Walang gents and ladies sa aga sa bahay niya.
Paano naman ako?
Si Bane. Oh, Batman.
Ba't naman nagtagalog si Bane?
Diba? And,
wow, rumors are saying it could also be, Ryan Reynolds. I don't think Ryan Reynolds
would
fit.
No. He's too nice.
He's too friendly looking.
He's nice.
And he's too good for the role.
This guy is supposed to be mysterious.
And
Jay Leno. Can you imagine
Jay Leno?
Well, with that chin. Red Room of Pain.
Diba?
Pero sino pa kaya? Who else?
Ryan Gosling. Okay,
maybe.
And describe him very shortly. Like what should he be?
Dark haired. He has to be dark haired.
No, I mean not physical.
Chiseled.
Parang ano pa? Super handsome.
Yes, handsome, young, rich, good looking,
you know,
but very aloof.
Maldita Loves You has a really good point. Alex Pettifer looks like a bad boy, but he doesn't look rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he doesn't look.
I don't know,
for some strange reason, he doesn't look privileged. Yeah,
because you see, Christian Grey, he'll give you that hint of something in the eyes, which he gave Anna in the book, which is the only time that you. And after they do the deed, then he's a little bit more playful. But
Diana Agron as ano Anastasia?
No, it has to. Well, but didn't.
Pwedeng Diana Agron. Oh my God, I would so watch that movie. Tapos may mga love scene.
Hey. Because she needs to be something like this, huh? Something like Alex Bledel.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. Yeah. So
oh my
big
God,
eyed.
Emma Watson. No?
It has to be big eyed and dark haired, green eyes siya actually, and pale skin. Anastasia Steele has to be like that.
Eh kung sino? Sean Connery.
Ano ba?
Roger Moore.
Okay. Okay, Vanette says, for the candidates, huwag kalimutang iboto ang sarili. Baka kalimutan nyo. And, okay, Cristiano Reynaldo says, huwag iboto ang mga kandidatong majujubis. Hindi sila pumapayat kahit ilang beses na silang tumakbo. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 election tips comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
pagmulat ng mata, gumising ng maaga. Mag-bati-vote.
Mag-bati-vote.
Diba? Very wise, very wise. So if you want to join us for the top 10 election tips for Election Day, Holiday Monday, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Election Tips. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. The final one for our holiday election Monday. Alright, let's start off with, we are doing the Top 10 election tips. Paulo Fuentes says, wag lagyan ng corrected by ang balota. Hindi to exam. Remember that? Yung pagpapalitin C-by. Kayo.
Correct, yung ano, yung ipagpapalit-palit sa loob ng classroom.
Tapos bilang kung sino yung nag-check, you have to put corrected by Chico Garcia. Para alam mo kung sino yung nag-
Does you remember they nag-check. Ask you to do it with red ink?
Red paper. Yeah. Red paper. Red ball pen.
Tapos pag tamad ka, C-by. Tapos sign lang.
Ah, we never use C-by. Laging corrected by.
Tamad eh. Ayaw
you know
nasulat
that's
yung
sa
correct.
Well,
what? It's what?
Well, that's close to that word is a bad word in Chinese.
Ah, really?
Chi spa?
Like, don't
like
say
the
it.
Yin and the yang. My chi is off. Really?
I never knew that word.
So the first syllable I got right. The second syllable is an NSYNC song?
Yes.
Okay.
It's and then you put it together. Bad word. It's really? A bad. Because one of my classmates is named that. That's his nickname. So we called him that, not knowing that it was a bad word. It was a body part word.
Oh, male, female?
I don't remember. But we called him that, thinking it was such an innocent
parang
word.
Parang bolan.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Tapos piao or something.
Malay mo, that's already a bad word.
Something. Eh, not Chinese eh.
Eh, kahit na.
So we were shouting that in malls. Like in groups. Imagine kung naririnig kami.
May Chinese syllabus.
May Chinese syllabus.
And okay, here we go. Let's start off with Paulo Fuentes. Ipasok ang balota sa Picos machine, hindi sa Dropbox na makikita sa mga piling branches nationwide.
Parang raffle lang.
Parang raffle.
Di siya, diba? You're the one who's supposed to...
To put it in. Yeah. Don't let others insert it for you. Ay, nako.
Take responsibility for it kasi.
It's true. Not even the...
Sa akin, take control.
Not even the teachers.
Saka masarap yung feeling na ikaw yung magpapasok eh.
Hindi, para alam. Para sigurado.
Alam mo, yun na nga eh.
Kasi baka mali ang ipasok. Hindi ka nakatingin, biglang lusotan ka ng iba.
Oh, para ay. Nako, nabigla ka pa.
Parang hindi naman yun yung problem.
Yun ha. Eh, kung ibang balota yung ipasok niya.
No. O paano kung pinasok niya dun sa ibang slot?
Or hindi niya ipasok.
Or hindi niya ipasok at all. Tapos yun nga, in its place, iba ipapasok niya.
yung mas pabor sa kanya.
Oo, di ba? Delikado eh. Delikado yung pinapasukan.
Baka ibang manok ang ipasok niya, di ba? Kasi yung manok niya, di ba? Yung boto niya.
Yung boto niya.
And also,
The word that you were talking about is the female.
Ah, it's the female. Okay.
Thank you, Sataraki and Matthias Uy.
Now we know that you guys are well-versed
Carlo Malio.
In the names of...
Alam mo, ang mga ano talaga, you know...
Lalaki talaga.
Usually talaga, you'll know the bad words in other languages. But, you know, even a simple hello, you don't...
Actually, that's how I knew, like, my classmates were very comfortable with me, the guys.
Yeah.
Because I was in on the...
On the bad words.
On the bad words, plus the pranks that they pull on the girls.
Yeah.
Kasi syempre they like the other girls kasi they're more girly. They have boobs, they have hips.
Yeah.
Tapos kami, we're barkada of...
Kaya yung barkada of walang boobs and walang
hips. Oo, tsaka friends. Super friends kami ng mga guys. Tsaka kami yung hindi nila binabastos.
Mm.
Kasi childlike.
And you know kasi like what they do.
Yeah, we know that what they do.
And from Sataragi, hindi to pwedeng, hindi pwedeng drive-through. Huwag kang pasosyal. Yung nandun ka lang, can I vote from here? You'll roll down your...
You'll roll down the window.
Windows. Ellis Dominic says, sa mga hot, wag na kayong tumambay sa presinto, lalo lang umiinit at dumadami ang tambay.
That's true.
Vanette says, wag pong bumoto ng presidente at vice-presidente. Hindi po sila kasal.
Hindi kasal.
Stealth Hiroshi says, wag bumoto ng may galit sa puso. Baka mabutas yung balota. Sayang. It's ano, disqualified.
Yeah. It's an invalid ballot.
If you butas
if you puncture
if you shade it too
darkly.
If you shade it too much to the point na nabubutas na yung paper.
Yeah, it breaks the paper. Pero may kapal eh.
Parang
mukha mo lang.
Grabe naman. The ballot is
pretty thick.
Siya, oh.
It's ano, diba? It's the parang brownish.
I don't remember the color. I just remember thinking, wow, this is good paper.
But it's not the clean white paper eh.
I don't remember actually. But
para siyang sa bandi. Sa bandi clock.
Yeah, yung parang Georgia paper.
Oh. I don't know if it's still the same this year though.
Jing Dalagan says, pag binenta mo ang boto mo, makakakain ka ngayon. Eh, paano bukas?
True. Serious one. Ha?
Kasi you're talking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted something like that earlier.
Right?
Na parang, wait. Don't be too happy with the vote that some dude bought because obviously I put it in a more eloquent way.
Tomorrow.
Don't be too happy with the money that you earn off of that vote that someone bought. You'll end up losing more when they're in office.
Oh yeah.
Diba? Kasi parang sige, bigyan ka na lang oh no what?
500
today. How much did they steal naman from you?
Exactly.
And the laws that they will enact.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be good laws? Remember that.
Ezron Walker says, "Don't let your vote be bought."
Kasi mali yun.
Root Beer Guy says, wag pukpukin ng Picos machine pag hindi tinanggap ang balota mo. Hindi ito vending machine. Na pag pinukpok mo eh...
Gagana.
Also, Sharkbait says, wag magpatihi ng gown. Walang award ng Star of the Night sa presinto.
How do people do that?
Maybe. Kasi nga, it's to see and be seen eh.
Mm.
Lalo na if you're in the medyo...
Saucy areas,
diba? And Blue Gray says, election day today, dapat tigasan ng paninindigan. Bawal ang malam vote. And on that note, the top election tip comes from Shivana.
Shivana says,
tandaan, there is no shame in taking the blue pill kung ayaw talagang, ay, election pala.
Shivana!
What about us? Quickly, what's our tip for election?
Well, it's serious.
Okay.
Just really, I mean, you cannot sum it up better than just saying vote wisely. I mean, you can vote for whoever you want as long as it's an informed decision.
Yeah.
As long as you honestly believe that it's... And you actually did your research on who you're voting for.
Because I think... I will just echo one of the entries. A lot of people get the mud to vote. Just because, you know, they feel like it won't matter anyway with all the cheating.
Exactly.
And will your voice really be heard? Plus, if you vote for the good ones,
hindi naman sila mananalo.
But then I always think, well, I wouldn't have any kind of right to complain if I didn't do my share. So even if I vote for people I think might not win, but I think they're the best for the job, And even if tinatamad ka, just go out. It happens only once every 4 years anyways.
True.
It is your right, and be happy that you have a say in who runs our country.
Yeah. Ako, why choose between the lesser of two evils when you can have the best of both worlds?
Well, in true Chico fashion.
Plus, it doesn't need to make sense. Yep. No, it just needs not to at be. All.
As long as you can squeeze a vote in there somewhere.
Find a way to. Because you have to fight for your vote.
Parang it's like you just have to rock the vote.
Yeah,
Rock the vote.
So go ahead, exercise your right. If you can't exercise, like. Physically, at least exercise your right to vote.
Why were you looking at me, you little?
What?
I look at you. Naman ko defensive nito.
Kasi he was really looking at me, and he was because like, "If you can't exercise, like."
I look at you because you're easy on the eyes.
ew! Awkward. Okay,
I don't
let's
look
gonna...
at you because you're not easy on my heart.
All right, don't forget to vote, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
We'll see you guys.
Stick around for napaka multinational ng next show. There's a Chinese boy, there's a Korean girl, and then what is he, German?
Oh, well, Schneider means someone who slices.
Huh?
Yeah.
Schneid is to slice?
Schneiden, yeah. Schneiden.
So he's a slicer.
Oh.
Ask him. That's why the pen.
Slicer. Watch out for the Korean, the
United
Chinese
Colors
man,
of
and the German dude.
Yeah. There's American.
No, I'm Pinay. Power to the Pinay.
Represent.
Power to the Pinay, but more power to the...
And then that's the power of Pinay.
No, power to the Pinay. Love to the America.
Gotta then, go, guys. Then,
that's the power of the Pinay, because even first world countries will.
Gotta go.
We have to go.
Okay, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.